This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're kicking off hour number one of the program. So plenty of time for you to make your calls about whatever issues on your mind. Coming up tonight, we got, oh, so much prep. We got some great emails to get to. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We've got a younger listener with a few questions. He's new to this whole libertarianism idea.
Great. I love younger listeners.
And, of course, when you're new to the whole libertarianism idea, you will have questions.
Sure.
And so we're going to address some of those. Plus, we got a story about how Homeland Security, they're keeping us safe, man, which,
oh, God.
They've gone after a T-shirt vendor this time.
And what are they doing? Why are they? What has Homeland Security got to do with T-shirt vendors and Rubik's Cubes?
I don't know. We'll find out. That's all on the way, and, of course, your calls about anything. We're going to start, though, in, well, looks like one state has decided to ban certain things, or they're talking about it, at least. What's going on in Tennessee, Manwich?
Let me just start in with the article. It's by John Spriggins. And apparently he's a local writer to Tennessee. So
okay.
You'll get kind of that local feel to the article.
All right.
Thank God the state legislature is back in session. When they're gone, political columnists are forced to take up serious topics like the deputy governor lobbying subordinates on local political issues, U.S. national vulnerability to cyber attack, and police chief threatening to storm out of a neighborhood meeting. But now that America's dumbest criminals have reconvened their lawmaking body, it's easy street for journalistic bottom feeders like me. To wit, Senate Bill 3794 in Tennessee, legislation that would make it illegal to sell, advertise, publish, or exhibit to another person any three-dimensional device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. Yes, it's sex toys.
They're going to ban sex toys?
Yes.
Three-dimensional, can you read the three-dimensional part again?
Right. Three-dimensional device designed for or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs.
Uh-huh.
So, dildos and pocket whatevers.
Yeah, vibrators.
Yeah, stuff like that.
So they're going to outlaw it.
You don't even know what the other term is. Okay, for that matter, if you offer to show someone your dildo collection or possess a vibrator with the intent to show it to someone, you'll be violating this proposed state law, and don't even think about wholesaling those three-dimensional sex toys.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can't wholesale, you can't show, you can't possess.
Right. And it's a device that's primarily for that. So
yeah,
it's like the intent of the device.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay, so let me see if I understand. So you've got sex stores, you've got your XXX adult stores that sell all kinds of different products like this. Of course, online there's a variety of options as well, but they usually come in packaging that has a an attractive woman on it and some
or
sort
man
of,
depending on the
or man. And it is usually pretty obvious. But what about Walmart? If you go to Walmart, there are vibrators that are intended for sore muscles.
Well,
now,
this one, I'm sure that you could use that, but they're...
So as long as there's no hint of any sort of sexual usage right. on the product packaging, then it'll be all right.
Correct.
So pretty much, this is what they're going to have to do is just repackage and repurpose
sure.
all of their products
it'll
in
be,
order to sell in Tennessee.
Pinpoint massagers, things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, not all of them. There are other devices that you just can't repackage.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Is there some quotes from the bureaucrats and the elected
of course,
officials here?
As with all good public policy, State Senator Charlie Burks and Representative Eric Swofford have included a few exemptions for responsible dildo users.
Really?
College students and faculty who are allowed to enter the sex toy trade as long as they are teaching or pursuing a course of study related to such device. Like autoerotic stimulation 101.
Hmm.
Interesting. What
okay.
kind of... What?
I don't know.
I suppose you could... Do you remember getting the little rubber testicles where you checked for testicular cancer in high school? Did that happen
no,
to you?
No, never.
Well, they have those...
I missed out.
I'm sorry you did.
Wow.
That happened to me in 1987.
Okay.
So,
I'm kind of bummed on that, man. Now I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Well,
what do? Check for lumps? Is that what you did?
You checked for lumps. Well, actually, what you did was you threw them across the room and tried to hit other people in the head.
Oh, that's
with
them. Cute.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Very high school.
Your doctor or psychologist will similarly be authorized to prescribe the regular use of a sex toy in the course of medical or psychological treatment or care.
So now you have to go and get a prescription to
right.
get a sex toy.
Right.
In Tennessee.
I wonder if it would...
If this passes. It hasn't passed yet, right? I wonder if proposed.
Yes. I wonder if it would prescribe the specific usage. Because, I mean, people use them for all kinds of things. I don't know. And finally, employees of historical societies, museums, public libraries, and, wait for it, school libraries are allowed to traffic in devices named the thruster, the emperor, and the horny hare, provided they are doing their official duties. Well, I mean, he's
wait, school libraries are allowed
school
to,
libraries
what?
Are allowed to exhibit these sorts of items if they want to.
How bizarre.
It's very
strange.
This
is one of the most bizarre laws I've ever heard.
Well, I'm not saying that they're going to, simply because they're allowed to.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like...
But what a strange exemption.
Well...
Aren't we supposed to be... don't they think they're trying to protect people from these things? And wouldn't you think they would try to protect the kids from coming across sex toys?
Well, I mean, it's important for the school library to be able to display the dildos of the antebellum period.
I suppose. Well, we talked about a little while back that there was some sort of art show where one so-called artist had ordered a bunch of sex toys, painted them all green, and hung them from hooks, and that was their art exhibit. So maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe you can have sex toy-related art in the school libraries.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing is you're not going to stop anything here. People are going to get, if they want dildos, they're going to get dildos. I mean,
it's not a bad word. Are we supposed to be saying
I
don't think it's bad.
No.
Okay.
We're
pandering.
We're talking about something specific here.
Right.
Male
sex toys.
If you know, they're just going to get them off the internet. As a matter of fact, this could be some enterprising company out there that could come up with the Netflix of dildos. You could like send them back in.
No way. I don't think so, Manwich.
I think there actually is a company like that.
It's, no way. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, that's so I've been told.
What? Who would possibly?
I can't imagine.
Who would possibly want to rent a sex toy?
Seems like a bad idea to me.
They're not all, I mean, really, okay, not that I'm an expert. I haven't spent much time looking into these products, but I can't imagine that they're very different. They're only, you know, if it's a woman's sex toy, it's usually designed to stimulate only a couple of areas, right? Because there's only really
a couple I'm familiar with.
Few options that you can stimulate down there. So I guess the only differences would be the way in which it buzzes and the actual implement that touches the special places. I mean, it can't really be that huge of a difference. So why you would want to have a variety of sex toys coming to you, and why you would want to have a sex toy that was used by someone else, that I could not possibly imagine. I mean, if you are someone that could, 800-259-9231 is the number.
And if you remember the Mamas and the Papas songs that goes, when it blips, when it switches, and it burrs, when it whirs, and it buzzes when it sits still. Please, come in. I can't remember the chorus, and I would love to know it. I've been sitting here trying to
think of it. You want someone to serenade you tonight?
I just
want
to know the chorus.
I don't even know what the song is.
You're not old enough to know who the Mamas and the Papas are.
I've heard some of their stuff on the oldie station.
All right.
So are there any more quotes from the elected officials here? Because I want to know how they're protecting us. I want to know what their rationale is.
Well, that's really it. There isn't anything. It goes into another Georgia law that apparently you don't have the right to advertise your sex
toys. This is so bothersome to me because really it's just an encroachment on people's ability to do business, on somebody's ability to enter into voluntary transactions with someone else. We've talked about the home-based businesses, the network marketing businesses, where women typically go around and they have their little Tupperware parties, except they're not Tupperware that they're selling. It's sex toys and massage oils and that sort of thing.
Those girls are going to jail now.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, one of them was arrested.
Big house.
One of them, we talked about this before, one of them was arrested in Texas years ago for having, she got pulled over, the cops searched her car, and found a trunk full of sex toys. And she got arrested for it. And now the same thing's going to happen here in Tennessee if this passes. What's so wrong with pleasuring oneself? Why are we still stuck in this Puritan mode in America where sex is bad and feeling good is bad? I mean, this isn't even sex! It's just stimulation. More coming back. Your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, whatever issues on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to visit us and grab some archives, because we've got lots of them. In fact, we now have over 11 months of the show fully archived on our website for free. Unlike those other talk shows that just want to charge you money for archives, $5, $6, $7 a month? No, we say free. Take them at freetalklive.com, right there on the front page. All right, so that and you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Now, maybe you're somebody that thinks that self-pleasuring is a bad thing. If that's the case, I want to hear from you tonight.
Well, even if you think it's a bad thing, doesn't mean that you necessarily want to stop other people from getting sex toys.
No. I mean, if you're a libertarian mindset, if you're a pro-freedom kind of an individual, you might think you can think whatever you want about sex toys and masturbation, and you would leave everyone else alone to do what they want with their own bodies. However, I still want to hear from somebody, regardless of what they think politically. I want to hear from somebody that thinks self-pleasure is a terrible idea, that there's something wrong with it. And that is something I just don't understand. It is a mindset that doesn't make any sense. It seems to me to be steeped in religion, and no sort of critical thought is involved in this, in coming to these conclusions.
Well, when I was in my holiness cult thing, I was definitely trying to not masturbate. I wasn't very successful, but
you were in a holiness cult?
Well, that's the only way I can describe it.
This is news to me. When was this?
My early 20s.
Okay. So you weren't successful at it?
No.
Couldn't get your hands off yourself, huh?
13 days. if you look as fine as I do, you wouldn't be able to keep your hands off yourself
either. All right. Well, I still want to hear from somebody that thinks there's a problem with self-pleasure. 800-259-9231. This is one of those things.
I have a problem with rentadildo.com.
Okay.
I'm going through this site, and I realize they've got a patent-pending cleaning system. And
it sounds scary to me.
And just in case you want to check it out, it's rent-dash.
No, what do we have to really...
Dildo.
Do we have to really give them free plugs?
Well, nobody's going to actually... Going to their site doesn't do them any good, Ian.
Okay.
It's if you click on the giant orange penis and for the free trial that actually they start seeing benefits.
That's when they want your credit card number. Well, anyway, I want to hear from somebody that thinks that this is a bad idea. It seems to me that it's just steeped in ignorance. It is something that is so totally natural, and it's something that America is afraid to talk about. Oh, we used to have a co-host on this show. Those of you that have listened to the classic archives of Free Talk Live from way back in season one, our co-host Mike would deny to the hilt. He would look at you straight in the eye, and he would tell you that he did not masturbate, that he had never masturbated.
Never, ever.
And I don't believe it for a second, man. I don't believe that there's not... I could possibly believe that women... Certain women have not perhaps brought themselves to climax with masturbation, but I can't imagine, especially men, I cannot imagine that there are men out there that have not engaged in this practice.
It does seem hard to believe, but you know, there's got to be guys out there that haven't.
And everybody's afraid to talk about it. There's some sort of stigma attached to this process, and I just don't understand it.
I don't think there's that much of a stigma attached to it.
You don't think so? Why would somebody refuse to admit to it? They're afraid to admit to it.
I'm not saying there isn't a stigma attached. I just think that a lot of people are pretty straightforward about it.
I think that as you
get
out...
Why they talk about it. I mean, I don't talk to people about me going crap either. But
I think that as you get out of high school, you become a little more straightforward about it. Certainly in your younger years, it's sort of something you don't want to admit to for some reason. And then at some point, I think most people do grow up a little bit about it. But I think there are still some people that are somewhat repressed in regards to this this area of their lives. And if you're one of those people, that's afraid to talk about these things, well, maybe you can get the courage to call in 1-800-259-9231. Or better yet, if you're someone who can claim that you don't masturbate. 800-259-9231.
You're not asking for crank calls, are you?
No, I can understand if you have a relationship and you have enough sex to where that's not necessary. That's possible. But as far as are you going to claim that you've never done this? 800-259-9231. All right, so we're talking sexual issues here, but that's not where we have to go. You can always take control of the show. 800-259-9231. In somewhat related news, out of Georgia, ABC News reporting that a wild New Year's Eve 2 years ago has landed a Georgia teen in prison for 10 years.
Holy crap, what'd they do?
Well, the charges are child molestation in a case that has state legislators reworking the strict law that put him behind bars. His name is Gennaro Wilson, and he and a group of friends had the kind of bash that no parent would want their teenager to attend. Crime scene investigators combing the room in a day's in found... evidence of drinking, as well as condoms and wrappers littered all over the place. So it sounds like it was a hell of a little New Year's Eve bash.
Yeah, they had a good time.
Plus, there was a video camera.
Oh.
Well, in the portion of the tape obtained by Primetime, Wilson, then age 17, he himself underage, 17 and an honor student, star athlete on top of that, a homecoming king, in fact. He's seen having intercourse with another 17-year-old girl on the tape, who was seen earlier on the bathroom floor during the sex act. She appears to be sleepy or intoxicated, but she never asks Wilson to stop. Later on in the tape, she's seen being pulled off the bed. Obviously, she's pretty wasted.
Yeah.
Other portions of the tape show a second girl who was 15 at the time. And later, she did not. Later said she didn't drink that night. She was recorded having oral sex with several young men in succession, including Mr. Wilson. And the following morning, Wilson got a phone call that would change his life. He learned from a friend that the 17-year-old had gone to the police and reported that she'd been raped. He said that he was shocked by this. Authorities believed that the 17-year-old alleged rape victim had said she was too intoxicated to consent to any sexual acts, which is what Georgia law requires. Otherwise, these acts can be considered rape. So, Georgia law says if you're too wasted, you can't possibly consent to sex, and so therefore it's rape.
I think by getting wasted, you probably, to the point that you can't figure out whether or not you're having sex, that you probably already consented.
I think so, too.
You know,
you're consenting to putting alcohol or whatever else it is in your body. Now, I can understand if someone slipped you some roofies or somebody slipped you GHB or something to where you're not in control of your faculties. You're not actually, you did not actively make the decision to imbibe this intoxicating substance. But in the case of a New Year's Eve high school party, they're going there for one reason. They're going there to get wasted. That's what these kids do.
Well, that's because... It, to my mind, and I could be wrong here, but I really don't think I am, it's because they haven't drank at home. They haven't been, you know, taught at home that, you know, what alcohol is all about, how dangerous it can be. Sure. You know, if kids that grow up drinking know their limits, and they don't do this crazy stuff.
So, this man is now being charged. Let's see, there were some other guys that were, numerous guys on the tape. A number of them were arrested on various charges, including rape. And now somebody, I guess, is finally deciding that, well, maybe they should look at changing this particular law. And we're going to explore this a little bit more coming up. 800-259-9231. What do you think? Do you think that if you get wasted, that you, if you have sex, it can be considered rape? I can't, no. I don't think that's possible.
Bad law.
Don't get wasted. That's what. If you want to avoid getting having sex, don't get drunk. More coming back. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. Lots of neat stuff on there. You'll find it's all been created by the listeners, though. That's the difference between the wiki and the rest of the freetalklive.com site. The listeners are in total control of the wiki. All of the content there, everything there has been added by you. In fact, you can go and change everything on the wiki. You can change whatever you see. Something's wrong, you want to make an addition, you can do all of that. wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about a story out of Georgia, and it's a pretty sad story. Young man, age 17.
Honor student,
football star, homecoming king. He was caught on tape having sex with a 17-year-old.
Couldn't deny it.
And it was a New Year's Eve party. She was pretty wasted. She claimed after the fact that he raped her. And there was, on the tape, she'd never said no on this videotape of her having sex with this guy. She never said no. It's not like she was gagged, bound and gagged or anything like that. I mean, it was a totally consensual act by all available evidence. Well, also on the tape, there was a section of the tape where there was a 15-year-old girl that was having oral sex with a few of the guys in the room, and he was one of them as well.
Well, I don't know, 15 to 17 doesn't seem too far out of line to me. I mean,
no,
it doesn't. I wouldn't call it the greatest thing in the world, but these kids probably wouldn't be doing this if they weren't trashed out of their minds.
Oh, well, they might still be doing it.
They might, but...
But anyway, well, here's the rest of the story, because it's pretty sad. Mr. Wilson, the Gennaro Wilson, the guy in question here, maintained his innocence. There was about five or six guys that were charged with various different crimes, including rape. Mm-hmm. And all of them except Wilson plead out. They plead. They took the plea bargain, and they took the reduced sentence, and they went through the system like most people do.
Sure.
And on Free Talk Live, we typically we encourage people to go for not guilty. If you really did indeed... didn't commit the crime, fight it, and take it all the way. And this guy had the courage to do that. And, well, it paid off partially. Well, let me give you the details. He says he maintained his innocence. Quote, I knew that it was consensual. I wouldn't have went on with the acts if it wasn't consensual. I'm not that kind of person. No means no. That's what he had to say about it. Five of the boys accepted the plea deals, but he held out. I knew Gennaro's state of mind, said his attorney. He wasn't going to prison willingly. He wasn't going to plead to something that, in his mind, he didn't do.
You know, I gotta say I agree with that. I mean, it's a tough
it takes
circumstance,
courage.
Though, when you're sitting there and they're saying, look, son, you're facing 25 years for this.
He stood trial in February of 2005 for 5 days, and at first the jury's deliberations moved swiftly. Jurors voted to acquit Wilson of raping the 17-year-old. So he got off on that charge.
Okay.
Jury forewoman Marie Magnault said, it wasn't even an hour. We immediately saw the tape for what it was. We went back and saw it again and saw what actually happened, and everybody immediately said, not guilty. But there was one other charge the jury had to decide on.
Mm.
The second girl in the videotape was indeed 15, and the age of consent in Georgia is 16. Under state law, prosecutors charged Wilson with aggravated child molestation.
Oh, my God.
This is a girl who had oral sex with multiple guys... Obviously a consensual act. In fact, she claimed that she hadn't drank anything that night. So she wasn't even intoxicated.
Hmm.
Well, let's see. Nobody could believe that this is the law, according to the jury forewoman. Even the jurors frowned on the charge. They said it's a bad law. Absolutely.
They frowned on the charge, but they went ahead and found him guilty of it.
Of course they did, because that's what they tell you in the courtroom. That's what the judge tells you, is that you
have
to rule on the law.
Don't they have their own will?
No, they don't know, man, which that they can use their will and nullify the law. They don't understand that there even exists a concept such as jury nullification. And we're going to talk more about what that is here in moments. In Georgia, that they had oral sex made matters worse. Until 1998, oral sex between husband and wife was illegal in Georgia. Punishable by up to 20 years in prison. You want to talk Puritanism and sexual intolerance. In Wilson's case, even though he's only 2 years older than the girl, she was 15, and willing or not, legally, she could not consent to the sexual acts that she performed that night. Whatever their feelings
about...
Well,
clearly she could.
Well, yeah, I think
legally.
She could. Their feelings about the law... Listen to how this is written. Whatever their feelings about the law, jurors felt they had no choice but to find Wilson guilty of aggravated child molestation. Moments later, back in the jury room, jurors were told for the first time that the conviction came with a mandatory minimum sentence of at least 10 years
Holy
in prison.
Crap.
This boy's 17 years old. In addition, Wilson would be forced to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. So they felt as though it was they had to do this. It's because the judge, when these trials are wrapping up, he turns to the jury and says, okay, you've seen the evidence, and now you have to judge this case based on the law and whether or not the evidence presented, there's a shadow of a doubt, blah, blah, blah. He does not reveal the fact that as a juror, you can say not guilty based on how you feel about the law. All of these jurors said this law is terrible, but yet they still ruled guilty. And now this guy's going to jail
Stunning.
For 10 years. One of the lawyers said Wilson could have had a better outcome if he'd accepted the plea deal.
Sure.
And, of course...
He probably would have got 2 years and then some house arrest or something.
But he stuck with it. Before the incident, Wilson, by any measure, had beaten the odds. Son of a single mom, the high school senior, was an honor student and an all-conference football player, as well as a track star with offers to play in college.
Well, he'll get plenty of criminal training while he's in jail.
Yeah. He was popular enough to be elected homecoming king at his high school. He says, I was the first ever homecoming king at my high school. It was a very great privilege for me. And so the article goes on. Apparently, they're looking to reduce the penalties. They're looking to change the law to reduce the penalties in cases like this. But I don't think it's going to do this guy any good. They're not going to be able to grandfather him in on this. He's got his sentence. And now he's going to jail for 10 years
Sometimes
for this.
They do grandfather people in.
Let's talk to Matt in Georgia, who's actually in the state where this is all happening. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up? Hello?
I think Matt got some cold feet.
Matt, you all right?
Yeah. I just think it's crazy that they would even charge him with that. It's something that happens all the time.
What, you mean teenage sex?
Yeah.
And now how do you know that? All right, Matt. See you later. 800-259-9230. I'm not going to play around with somebody fooling around with their phone. 800-259-9230. But he is right.
You sound pretty tough there.
It does happen all of the time.
It does? Well, yeah, obviously it does. I think that everyone could attest that that it happens all the time. Even if it didn't happen to you while you were in your teens, you only felt unfortunate.
I'm sorry, what I felt...
If it didn't happen to them while they were in their teens, they only felt unfortunate about it.
Well, I'm sort of glad that it didn't happen to me. You know, in retrospect.
Okay, I wasn't pointing fingers at you in particular, but now I recall that...
I would have absolutely had wanted it to happen as a teenager, but it didn't. I didn't run in those circles and...
Busload of cheerleaders didn't accost you.
Right, I was a little bit too busy. But unfortunately, Wilson remains as steadfast as ever about not taking the deal that would have reduced his sentence by half. He says, quote, it's all about doing what's right, and what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong, and I'm just standing up for what I believe in. And I got to say that kind of attitude, I wish more people had it. I think he's very courageous, and he's very strong, and unfortunately, he's now going to be spending the next decade of his life in prison.
Well, I hope it works out. There are things called mitigating circumstances. You can get
you could appeal this maybe
clemency. You can get an appeal. You never know.
Go to the governor of the state and ask for.
Could happen. I wouldn't hang my I wouldn't hold my breath for it. But
800-259-9231. This is where this Puritanism is getting us in this country. We're locking up kids for just fooling around, for experimentation. Nobody was harmed here. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. In fact, I sent one out this afternoon. You can get on the updates list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so beyond, if we don't get any calls in regards to the sex issues, I still want to hear from somebody that thinks masturbation is a bad thing. 800-259-9231. We're going to move on to the email box. Still to come tonight, by the way, bad news about vouchers and how it is that they can be pretty dangerous to your freedoms. We'll talk about more about that, but let's go to the email box.
I don't consider that good news.
FTL at freetalklive.com. I didn't say good news. I said it's bad news about vouchers. Anyway, this one came in from Henry. I've been listening for a long time. I love the show. I feel it's time that I sent you my opinion on the way that you mark people conspiracy theorists on your show. I want to first say that I don't believe what these people are saying, but that's simply because I haven't heard enough about it to make an informed opinion. That said, I've noticed that whenever you receive a call from someone and they bring up a topic that you've deemed to be a conspiracy, that you rush them off the air, bash their ideas, and continue with your agenda for the evening. Let's face it, the better part of your show spent pointing out the contradictions and mistakes of our oversized, misguided, corrupt government. And I thank you for that. America needs someone to point out the mistakes that our government makes. But you can't say that you can call in about anything if there are certain topics that you don't want to address. I think it would be fun to hear you tear their arguments to shreds or maybe get the chance to learn something with you. I got to say here, Henry, that when somebody calls in with a alternate story for a conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, we normally let them get a point or two out, but do you expect us to allow them the floor for a half an hour so they can spout off their entire theory, so they can spout off all of their evidence? Because let me tell you, these guys that call in about this stuff, they would. They would bust open the books and they'd just start rattling off all their details, and it wouldn't become a talk show anymore.
Do you remember the weather control device thing that they sometimes talk about in Alaska?
Yeah, HARP.
HARP, yes. Right. So it's spelled with two A's, though.
Yeah. They're going to control the weather around the world.
How am I going to come up with solid arguments that say that, in fact, HARP isn't controlling the weather? You know, like, I guess you can ask some questions like, well, why haven't they rolled hurricanes in any time of the year? Mm-hmm. Why don't they destroy the rest of the seaboard?
Yeah.
But it, you know, and once you get into the more cockamamie they get, mm-hmm. the harder they are to disprove. I mean, how can I prove to you that the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergers aren't trying to take over the world?
Well, that's just it. He's not saying, well, first of all, it's not our job to disprove their claims. That's not what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever issue you want to, and we'll talk about it for a little while, but there's no guarantee that if you bring something up, Ian and Manwich are going to all of a sudden refocus the show to talk about that one issue for the next hour and a half. I mean, how much time do you really expect us to spend on something that we don't personally know much about? And whenever this conspiracy stuff comes up, I usually make the point that, hey, you know what? Some of this is pretty believable. Some of this, I think,
just about every time.
Some of this, I think, is pretty persuasive. But what I don't think is that it's very important.
No, I don't think it does anything.
Right. And that's the point that we always make, time and time again. We've never shut anybody out from calling in about this stuff. I mean, the really crackpot stuff has kind of gone away because it's just, we just laugh at it. I mean, the chemtrails and all that, that's just gone away. No one's called about that stuff in a long time. But we wouldn't screen them out if they called today.
Sometimes they would call about aliens and, you know, it gives us a good laugh, but it's really not much. Go ahead.
Okay, let me continue with the email. He says, the only way we can start to fix the long list of problems facing this country is with truly free speech. I agree, that's certainly helpful. The only way free speech can work is if everyone understands that they're not all-knowing and allow themselves to hear all sides of an issue. Then, when all sides have been heard, one can form an opinion, or tear apart that of someone else. These opinions, however, should not be written in stone, because if critical thought prevails, opinions will change. Your average Burger King and Fox News American is completely incapable of critical thought. With good reason, most people get news from mainstream sources, be it the paper, local news, or an array of 24-hour news stations. All of these venues feed you the same story. Every once in a while, they'll give you two sides, but where there are two sides, there actually might be three or more. This means that to make any informed opinion, one must seek out sources for the topic at hand and not expect someone to feed them homogenized stories. So when you dump a caller because his or her topic or opinion doesn't make the cut or support your views, you close your mind to new things along with the minds of your listeners. First of all, on this show, you don't get dumped as a caller. On a talk show, when you call in,
we say goodbye.
Well, yeah, we always say thanks for the call, and then we let you
just
go.
Just about.
Unless it's something like the guy that called earlier where the phone was, well, we're going to drop you at that point. I mean, if you're making a lot of noise, that sort of thing. But as far as your topic is concerned, no one's ever been dumped for a topic on this show. We make our comments, and then we say goodbye, especially if there are other people hanging on to get on the air. If we got five calls on hold, think about this. I mean, if we got five calls holding on, and one guy's on the line, and all he wants to do is tell us the true story behind 9/11 and present us all the evidence so we can make up our minds about this, I'm sorry, but there are other people on hold, and they've got things that they want to talk about. How much time should we give everybody? I can't imagine that any one person or any two people would agree on the answer there. I mean, everything we do here on Free Talk Live, people agree and disagree with it. We had our co-hosts on the air on Thursday and Friday night this past week. Some people loved it. Some people didn't like it at all.
Right.
So we can't make everybody happy, and nor are we going to try. He says, this means that to make an informed opinion, instead of being happy to find another viewpoint, they've turned it off immediately because your topics and opinions are so radically different from the mainstream views that they're accustomed to. And that he was talking about if somebody brand new found Free Talk Live. And he continues here. There's a little bit more. 800-259-9231. We will continue with the critique because we're not afraid no. to read critique here.
Be the program director. Send us critique.
800-259-9231. And yes, you can call about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our website and enjoy all the stuff that we have there for free. If you like, and it's almost all free, with the exception of a few amplifier things, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, go shopping with us. We've got a little partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer, period. Now, if you can think of a department store category, Amazon sells it. Clothes, baby stuff, furniture, electronics, DVDs, you name it. They've got it. And you can buy stuff through our website. Here's how it works. You just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That will take you to Amazon's site. And if you enter through our site at amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a percentage of everything that you buy. So you're going to do your shopping anyway. You might as well enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. There's also some banners on our website. You can click on those, and they'll do the same thing. All right, so we're talking about this email that we got from Dank, so he calls himself. He's concerned that we don't give enough time to the conspiracy theorists and that we're not really a show where you can call about anything. But, of course, he's wrong. Let's continue with his email. He says, a few weeks ago, Ian said the conspiracy theorists, quote, haven't got any concrete ideas to change things, unquote. I ask you, Ian, what's a concrete idea? What are your concrete ideas to change things?
Well, that's not fair. That's really an unfair critique because we often ask that, and at that point, that's where it all ends for them in most cases. We have to inform people. Well, to do so, you can do what? So they can know.
So they can spread the word.
We've got to spread the word.
Pass around videos.
That's where it all seems to end. You know,
they don't have any plan beyond that.
It generally seems that. Now, there certainly are libertarians that fit in this category. They do have a plan. But a lot of the people that, you know, 9/11 truth tellers or whatever terminology you want to use, we use conspiracy theorists because it's easy and we don't necessarily just subscribe to their philosophies.
Nor do I subscribe to the official story, I'd like to point out.
Right.
And what are my concrete ideas? Well, it's not my idea, but I support it. The Free State Project. A group of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals getting together, moving to the same state to be activists for freedom. Well, what's being an activist mean? Well, whatever you want it to mean. Whatever being an activist for you means. And for some of these conspiracy theorists, it's passing around videos. But for some other people, it might be writing letters to the editor. It might be running for office. It might be supporting a candidate running for office. It might be doing civil disobedience, like the good people over at NHFree.com are doing. So there are some real concrete things going on right now in the Free State. And we support all that here on Free Talk Live.
I certainly do support it.
We're members of the Free State Project. And we're not just talking about it. We're members. We're going.
And just because we don't... It's not like we don't necessarily believe this. We just aren't sure and don't believe that it forwards the conversation at all. That's all.
Exactly. He says, it doesn't make sense. He goes on, he compliments us again, and he says, I understand why you wouldn't want to be painted with a conspiracy brush. It just doesn't make sense to me that when you say it's your show and ask people to call in about anything, then quickly disregard callers because you feel the topic that they choose will hurt the show. We've let conspiracy people on the air for entire segments before, man.
Sure.
I don't know what you want out of us, Dank. I really don't. Because this is an entertainment show. It is not an informative show. You might pick up some information, and that's nice. You might learn a thing or two listening to Free Talk Live. But number one, we're here to entertain people and keep them tuning in time and time again here on Free Talk
Live.
Well,
I think we have to entertain them so that we can inform them.
Information is secondary on Free Talk Live. Entertainment is primary. That's what talk radio is about. If you want a show about conspiracies, there's plenty of them out there, and they're all, well, kind of... They don't really do much. They just keep repeating the same stuff over and over again. They don't grow very much. Hour 2's coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.